This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Fresh mapping shows the wildfire that ignited Monday east of Estes Park is smaller than originally thought. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says the 13-acre fire is about 30% contained. Mandatory evacuations were downgraded to voluntary. Rain and snow is forecast for the Front Range today and tomorrow and should help smother the fire. The state's epidemiologist says Colorado's COVID-19 numbers remain low. CPR health reporter John Daly.
Dr. Rachel Herlihy says the positivity rate, the percentage of positive tests, is up slightly above 3%, but
our 7-day moving average number of cases right now is 294. Again, very low levels.
Herlihy also addressed a gap between Colorado COVID-19 data and the CDC's data that shows up in places like the New York Times website. She says what appears to be a rise in cases is really due to backlog data the state recently added to its dashboard and not a reflection of any current increase in cases. She says the state dashboard is the most accurate source and they're working with CDC to resolve the discrepancy. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
One member of the Douglas County School Board is bowing out of a special meeting tonight in protest. Minority member David Ray says the meeting to finalize the contract for the district's new superintendent is, quote, a culmination of a series of unethical, unacceptable practices. The board selected Aaron Kane as the new superintendent after ousting the sitting superintendent without cause and against the votes of the minority members, including Ray. In Denver, it's 45 degrees. This is CPR News.